There's general and then there's more.
Majors. Lieutenant Colonel.
What about the
sergeant?
What about on the football team? You have a man who is not
captain.
Okay, good. What about the fellow in the courtroom with the black robe that sits up behind the desk?
Judge.
Okay. And a person who goes to school is a
student.
Okay, and you are a what by occupation?
Staff.
Okay, but what's the title of your job?
Secretary.
What town offices are there?
The mayor, commissioners. Chief of police, chief of the fire department.
We are what by nationality?
Americans.
Okay. What about very poor, uneducated people who live out in the country? What would you call them?
They're just illiterate.
Do you ever hear the term poor whites or?
White trash.
White trash, redneck, you ever hear that?
Yes, I have heard this.
Okay. You ever heard the term Jackson whites? I don't suspect it's used anymore. What about a real rustic person, a person that comes in that looks like he just came in off the farm? You say, well, look at that.
Country hick, I guess.
Okay. You ever hear anybody use the term cracker? You don't have to be quiet. I'll just get your voice on tape.
Right. A cracker?
You ever hear the term cracker?
For
a country hick?
No.
Okay. That's used a lot over in Georgia. How about Hoosier or Hoosier?
I have heard this, yes.
You have?
Yes.
Around here?
I've heard Jimmy say it.
Well, now that doesn't count. He's from South Alabama. Let's see. If the family were waiting for you to go somewhere and you were not quite ready, you might say, well, I'll be there in
a minute.
Okay, would you ever say just a minute?
Yes, I say that all the time.
I'll be there in what?
Just a minute.
Let me see. If you wanted to know the distance from here to op or something, you might stop on the road and ask somebody what.
I just stop at the service station and get a mail.
Well, if you wanted to know how many miles it was, you might say how
far it is. I don't know his name, but he's been in here, I know, four times already this morning. He's a little old, white-headed man, shell-faced.
No, it's not Buck Twig. I know who it is.
Now, that's the voice I'm putting on the face.
I know the face exactly, but I cannot remember the name. If you had something and you wanted one of your children to look at it or something, you might say what?
Come in and take a look.
Okay. Would you ever say, look here or look at here?
Look here.
If you... If you did something regularly, like four or five times a week, somebody might say, do you play tennis? And you might say, yes, I play tennis.
Occasionally.
Or if you did it more occasionally.